What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, AJ, you got bases loaded. You got the crowd on their feet. You got the rain falling. What an environment last night. Are you still buzzing?
Pretty awesome, wasn't it? I mean, and the right guy at the plate who's going to make you throw a strike. So that was pretty awesome ending to a really good game. Those are two beasts on the mound. You know, our guy was a little bit better, and we came up big with some good swing decisions at the end to get the win.
Is Gleyber Torres the guy that if you had a choice and you were picking one of your guys, and it's probably tough to do that, but in that situation, you mentioned it, right? He's going to make you throw a strike. Is he the guy that you feel most comfortable in that situation?
I think so, yes, because he's going to make you throw a strike, and he's not going to try to do too much. I think one little hidden part of last night was, you know, Jermai Jones not trying to play hero, Gleyber not trying to be these just dramatic kind of walk-off homer and these, like, scripts that get written in your head sometimes. Gleyber, of all of our guys, not going to overswing, generally not going to swing outside the zone, and he knows a single wins it there. Just happens to be he didn't throw him a strike to single, so he ended up walking. So that to me is like the balance that Gleyber brings to this lineup.
It's a good point too, because he's sitting on 500 RBIs. It would have been really tempting to, hey, I'm going to go be, but he did exactly what he needed to do. Hey, AJ, as we chronicle this team, right, the ups and the downs, it looks like you guys have put that ugly stretch behind you. When you look back, what was the biggest key to getting out of that funk you guys were in?
Yeah, I mean, just stay in the course. I mean, I know it's really hard in our sport to like not ride, you know, the momentum either way when you're playing. But when I look around the league, you know, Milwaukee, you know, who's been the hottest team in baseball, gets swept by the Cubs yesterday. The Yankees hit 9 homers after kind of being told they can't hit. The Padres were in first place riding high, get swept by the Dodgers. They're back in second place. Like, I mean, it's just a game that requires the ability to run the marathon. And so all that being said, I'm really proud that our guys just stayed the course. You know, it helps when Riley Green warms up and Karp, you know, is a huge impact. And Wessel Perez took over one game. And then like we just talked about Gleyber. Colt Keith has had an exceptional August. Like, it's somebody different every day, but we stayed the course mentally to just play our schedule, play series. We've now won, what is it, 4 series in a row, mm-hmm. which is kind of what we're built on. You know, we're built to win series, and that's what it takes to win deep into the season is win series. And so we just never really strayed away from our, you know, our process, which I know is not always the emotional thing to say or necessarily even the fun thing to say, but it's the reality of 162. And we still have a lot more to go. Like, we have not qualified for the playoffs. We have not won our division. We have not done enough yet. So we'll get back at it today with the same mentality.
When you see Jack Flaherty go out there and pitch the way that he did, and he's pitched really good against good teams, and then we have, fair or unfair, we expect every time Skubal gets out there, it's a Skubal start, it's a Skubal win. As you get towards the end of August and September, how important is it for especially the veteran guys to be pitching their best and your veteran hitters to be getting their A game as you approach the postseason?
Yeah, it's important, but let me give you a little nugget. Like, we lost a couple Skubal starts down the stretch when we were 31-11 last September. So, like, it's not always one guy, or it's not always, like, we have to win that game. We need to win as many games as we can, but we need our players to play well and be ready. But I don't know which player is going to be the most important tonight. So when you're talking about Jack, like, spin and strikes, he's really good, and he can go through any lineup. As you said, he pitches pretty well against good teams, but it's about spin and it's about strikes with him. You know, with Tarek, obviously, he has no room for error at people who watch him because he's so dominant and so good. I mean, I'm thinking back of like the time that I've been here. How many times have I been asked about a 7-inning, 3-run start like I was 6 days ago and being asked, like, is everything okay with Scooble? Like, think about that. seven inning, 3 runs. And I'm getting asked about, like, is he doing all right? Is he frustrated? And you're like, wow, what a different standard he pitches under. So yes, you know, in the big picture, we need our best guys and our veteran guys but we also need our role players to be good. We also need our bullpen to pitch like we did last night. Will Vest was exceptional with the 2 innings and the emotional, you know, ride with at the back end of the game. So, you know, I just don't try to pin it on one thing or another. We got to be good in every area to get where we want to get to and play as deep as we want to play.
Troy Melton, we've seen him come out of the bullpen. We've seen him be a starter. And other than that first start, like, it's been really fun to watch him grow and be really good on the mound. What is the plan for his young arm, as much as you could share with us, in terms of innings, and how do you get him to the postseason so he's still productive for you?
Exactly. I mean, he's a weapon, you know, in any role, and we're trying to ride that fine line of a young pitcher who's piled up a lot of innings, who we want to be a factor down the stretch and into October, and we don't really know the role. You know, I pitched him the other day. We were up 5 or 6. I got him up to help Jack. Jack got through his outing. I ended up pitching Melton in a 1-inning stint because I just don't want it to be 5 and 6 days before, you know, without him pitching. And in Chicago, I didn't expect him to go 5. He goes 5. Now that requires some rest. So it's a balancing act. You know, he's up and available today. He will factor in pretty heavily this weekend if he doesn't pitch today. But I just see him in this hybrid role down the stretch where maybe 1 inning, maybe 2, 3 innings, maybe 5 innings might start. Like, we have a pitcher who can emotionally handle the unknown, and we're going to use it so that we can deploy his innings at the right time. I will have to pitch him occasionally, like the other day in a sort of a non-leverage, not important, but it was 10-0, you know, when he comes in. That's just part of keeping him fresh and, you know, hopefully deploy him however we can when it matters the most. Like, there could be a game here in the next couple of days where starter goes 6 and I just hand it to Melton and he goes 7, 8, 9. Even with Finnegan and Vest up, like, that's a pretty valuable day where the next day we'll have our whole bullpen fresh. So we'll see how it plays out, but I'm always trying to find ways to get Troy in the game because of the stuff he's showing.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, I don't want to gloss over something you said earlier. Colt Keith's having a hell of a month of August, leading the team in OPS. And here's a guy here leading off in a lot of these games. Just his development, what have you seen?
Yeah, I've seen a good player, you know, a good hitter, and someone who's still learning to grow and probably teaching us all a lesson to be a little patient, you know, with guys that come up. And I love how he's taken some adjustments into the box, and he's handling the leadoff spot well because he controls his zone. He will walk. He's really good against right-handed pitching, and he's like the guy that's a hitter first. And, you know, when I get asked about his power, I always cringe a little bit because I'm like, this guy's a hitter first. The power will come. And then he pops one the other day for a homer. If you're a homer first and not a good hitter, you probably can't hit in the leadoff spot. It doesn't help our balance. It's all or nothing, which is not something that he's ever been in the minor leagues or the big leagues. So he's just settling in around it. His game planning's getting better. His execution's getting better. His reaction to success failure is getting better. You know, he's not even, what is it, 700 at-bats into his career, 800 at-bats into his career. That's a sign of good things to come for a developing young hitter.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Know when the right time to ask you this question is, and we may even ask you it again in the coming weeks, but the top two seeds. Because last week or last time we talked to you, we really felt like there was a sense of urgency that you had in what you were telling us. How much of is a focus or discussion on getting one of those top two seeds, and how important is that to you guys?
That's important. I mean, because you're just in a better position to set up your pitching and in a better position to get healthy, and you know, you don't want the stress of that you don't need, right? Like everybody wonders, like, hey, do you want to play the three games? Like, not if we're losing. You know, you don't want to lose a game to a good pitcher. And everybody has good players. So, you know, listen, I think you try to win as many games, and you keep that mentality. If you win as many as you can, and you need it to be more than the others. And I don't know how much to stress it quite yet, because, like, that finish line is still a month away, and it's 30-plus games. And as we've seen in the previous 30, a lot can happen in those games. So it's not a failure if it doesn't happen. It isn't necessarily like the end-all, be-all, sell out until, you know, the end and use your pitching so aggressively that you screw up the, you know, a series that could be in October. But we're aware where we're at, and we want to win it. We want to be the best team in the league. You want to be the best team in the league, you have to try to win every game. And if you end up in the one or two seed, you host a game and get a little bit of a break. That'll be told over the next 30 days.
Rob Manfred on Sunday Night Baseball brought up this idea of, if we expand, we could reimagine some of these divisions. You normally have a pretty thoughtful perspective on the league as a whole. What would you think if they started to rearrange these divisions?
I think it'd be good for everybody from a travel standpoint. You know, I know it's hard because, like, those of us that are in it every day, you know, talk about the travel and the grind and the, you know, just think of it next week. So we're in the middle of a playoff race. We are going to play on Sunday against Kansas City, emotional series against the Royals, hop on a plane, fly to Sacramento of all places, play three night games, and then we got to come back to Kansas City the next day. And we have an off day, but it's your body clock and everything changes, and then we play the Royals again. So these type of things that we can ease on the schedule, or we can create some regional rivalries and ease some of the burden of the schedule, probably good. You know, I also wonder about, you know, division winners. Do we create more divisions and create those heated rivalries that benefit you in the playoff stretch? So I'm all for tweaking things. You know, I am a traditionalist in my own right, but, like, I'm not sure that we've have the perfect setup for the 30 teams. We go to 32 teams, and maybe there's one on the east, maybe there's one on the west, and you can create some regional activity. I think that's probably a good thing.
Who should be in the Tigers division?
Oof, that's a good question. You know, I mean, obviously the Chicago teams, the Cleveland, I think Toronto is a terrific rivalry with Rinser right next door to us. And, you know, I think those are probably the teams that first come to mind from a regional perspective, but they call Pittsburgh our natural rival, which I still have not understood, you know, why we play that home and home against them every year. And especially since they got Paul Skeens, I don't really need to be their natural rival.
Yeah, we're right there with you.
He's Tiger manager AJ Hinch. We appreciate your time as always.
You got it. Appreciate you guys.
It's 97.1.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.